I'm Gwendolyn Christie, and this is the Callisto Protocol Helix Station.
Episode 3, Loss in Space.
The following is a paid advertisement by the United Jupiter Company.
Hey, Cameron.
Hey, Tess.
I heard you got accepted into the Europa School of Engineering. Congrats.
Thanks. Unfortunately, my family can't afford the tuition.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
I'm going to enlist in the UJC Security Force. 5 years of service, and they'll pay for my whole education.
Defending the Jovian system is a tough job. You sure you have what it takes?
I think so.
Do you have what it takes to defend your community? Then join the United Jupiter Company Security Force. We need young recruits like Cameron to protect the patrolled zone. Help defend our minds from syndicate raiders. Fight back against the outer way terrorists who threaten our way of life. Or if you're the best of the best, you can enlist with Black Iron Security. Become a guard on Callisto and protect the patrolled zone from the most dangerous criminals in the solar system. Do you have what it takes to enlist?
I have what it takes.
I have what it takes.
Then join the UJC Security Force and defend our way.
Attention, this is the Outer Way. Do not believe the UJC's lies. They lured us from Earth with the promise of a better life, but every day we suffer and perish under their control. That ends now. We are the Resistance. Together, we can take a stand and fight back against...
We apologize for this unauthorized interruption. Cooperating with known insurgents is unlawful. Violators will be punished to the full extent of the law. Please report any suspicious activity to your local security station. Thank you. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
What are we looking at? What is this thing?
That mouth could devour a small child in one bite.
It's disgusting.
No one said nothing about a Frankenstein monster in a box.
Everybody, just calm down.
Calm down? It's got tentacles sticking out of its back. What aren't you two telling us? We're here to secure your fugitive, so why is this thing here frozen in ice?
Listen, Percy, you got the same information as us.
Doesn't feel like it.
Someone better start talking, and fast. I don't like being left out of the loop.
Out of the loop? Remember, you're just here to be our guide dog.
A guide dog?
That's right. And I'm the one holding the leash. So I suggest you don't go sticking your nose where it don't belong.
Careful. This old guide dog bites. And she doesn't like being lied to.
You hear that?
It came from the cockpit.
Go on, Metzger. Lead the way.
Oh, I will. I'm not shy.
Where'd they go?
Come on out. We know you're in here. We're not gonna hurt you.
That is, unless you make us.
Percy, closet.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't touch the door, Percy.
How about we break the glass on the fire axe and hack our way in?
Could be something in there.
Oh, I know there's something in there. And whatever is behind that door has from the count of three to open up. Or it's getting a few leaks.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Careful now. Could be one of those frozen things.
I say we just paint the door red and find out after.
One.
This is your last chance. Kane here ain't too good at counting.
Two. Three.
Girl.
Is some kind of a joke?
Lucky you're a short one, or he'd have pierced some new jewelry into that skull of yours.
Who are you?
Not saying nothing to you.
How'd you get in here?
Go to hell!
Look, we don't have time for this, you little runt! We want answers, and we're gonna get answers, one way or another.
Hey, get off me! Let me down!
Oh, don't want to be carried? Then
just a kid.
I don't care. There ain't supposed to be no kids. Just like there ain't supposed to be no monsters in ice boxes. Maybe I'll just open this cryo coffin up and toss her inside. Maybe then we'll get some answers.
No, stop. Let go. I'll talk.
Sweetheart, you had your chance.
Stop. I'm sorry, okay? I was just scared.
I'm not hearing anything useful here. Anybody else? Okay, in you go.
No!
That's enough.
God, ow! I wasn't actually gonna put her in there. I was just trying to scare her.
We're not the monsters here. Got it? I mean, what's gotten into you?
What's gotten into me is... her being here isn't sitting well with me. It doesn't make any sense.
Then maybe you should ask your partner.
What the hell does he know?
What do you know, Metzger? You've been jumping around the PZ a few too many times to walk into a job like this with blinders on.
What I know is what Ferris told us. Track down the fugitive.
He was referring to the prisoner, not some kid we found hiding in a closet.
He's not a prisoner.
What was that?
He's not a prisoner. He's a scientist.
A scientist?
What the hell kind of mission is this?
Why are we hunting an escaped scientist from Black Iron? What have you two gotten us into?
The man you're looking for, he's my father, Dr. Lennox Thompson.
You mean he was your father?
What?
Oh, God.
Nice. Real nice, Pendergast.
What?
She doesn't know, you moron.
What do you mean? Where's my dad?
What he's saying is that your father's dead. One of the robots got to him.
No. He can't be.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
Just cuff her, Percy. We gotta move. I want that thing off the ship. It's too damn hot in here. We don't want it to melt.
It'll be all right.
Percy. You good?
I'm... just... fine.
Out of it. Metzger, you touch her again and you're dead.
Get your mitts off me, old man.
She'll be fine. She just needs your medicine. That's all.
Ah, so the old girl's a junkie. Who would have thought?
What is that?
It's a booster for a permanent spinal tap.
There's nothing I could do.
We all need something to keep us going.
You didn't tell us that we were hiring a goddamn dope fiend for this mission.
You had your secrets. We had ours.
What's even in this crap?
Sugar and spice and everything nice. It helps keep her demons at bay.
God damn it.
Wonderful. Now get your ass up. We need to move that thing off the ship.
We should just destroy it.
I'll leave that decision up to Ferris. Now go on. Move.
Welcome to the ancillary docking station. Helix, the diamond station.
In the dock. Careful.
Watch my feet.
Please, let me out of these. They hurt my wrists.
Being cuffed is better than the alternative. Trust me on that. Percy, how are you holding up?
I'll make it.
Let me go! Get me away from that thing!
Metzger, can I get a word?
Yeah. What you got?
I mean, alone?
Sure, kid.
Hey, old man. You and the junkie watch the girl.
Where you two think you're going?
I saw some coolant back in the noodle joint. Should help to keep whatever that thing in the cryo box is on the rocks till we get back to Black Iron.
I'm not flying back with that thing.
Then feel free to stay. I'm sure Helix would be happy to have you.
Be right back. If the girl tries anything, shoot her.
Percy, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking they know stuff we aren't privy to.
Oh, you don't say.
Listen. Thanks for back there.
Don't thank me. It gives me no pleasure to dose you with that crap.
Metzger, I got a joke for you.
Yeah? What's that?
What do a scientist, his daughter, and a frozen monster corpse all have in common?
No, look, kid.
What they all have in common is that none of them were the fugitive that I was ordered to find. Isn't that hilarious?
You are on a need-to-know basis. Ferris wanted to make sure you could be trusted.
So what are we supposed to do here, given the mess that we're currently in?
Our objective is to get that cargo back to Black Iron. We'll dispose of the girl, our new skip tracer friends, and make this whole situation disappear. You all right?
Yeah, it's just... I was kind of joking when I said we should shoot the girl. Is that really necessary?
She's not just any girl. She and her father are working with the Outer Way.
Nah, shit.
Yeah. The Outer Way has been a thorn in the UJC's ass for decades. The only resistance they can't seem to squash. Look, if we're successful here, you'll be on the fast track for a promotion. We just need to get the job done.
Shh. I don't think we're alone.
What are you saying?
I just saw a shadow or something move through the dark.
This ghost ship has been abandoned for decades. You saw what the radiation did to the rats. Just focus on the girl and the skip tracers, and then we're out of here.
Right.
Yes, sir.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world. That ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
What do you call this thing?
My dad's dead, and all you care about is what's in that box.
I'm sorry about your father.
One time, I heard my dad talking about it on a hollow. It was like bio place or bio something. I can't remember what it was, what he said. But it was a word I'd never heard before. Around me, he just called them monsters.
Well, I bet he had a name for you.
Juniper.
It's nice to meet you, Juniper. I'm Percy. The man with the voice of an angel over there is Cain.
You shouldn't get too close to it. My dad hated it. They made him make those things.
Juniper, we want to help you, but you're gonna have to tell us what's going on here. Who is behind all of this? What do they want with you?
And why should I trust you?
Because those other two men are gonna come back here and they're gonna get the information they want. One way or another.
They don't want information. They don't want to hear what I have to say. Before we left Callisto, Dad told me that if Black Iron ever caught us, then we were dead. They're Black Iron, he's dead, and I am next.
So why'd he leave then? Risk your lives? Why go through all
this? He wanted to undo all of it. Undo all the harm he did. We came here to get help. He said he was making a deal with the devil.
What did he mean by that?
We came here to meet up with the Outer Way.
Great. That's just what we need. To get caught up in the middle of a dogfight between the Outer Way and the UJC.
The Outer Way, huh? You really think they're going to be able to help you?
My dad thought so. He said he thought we could trust her.
Could trust who?
A woman named Dani. We were told that she might help us. That she could help to bring down the UJC once and for all.
I've got eyes on Metzger and Prendergast. They're coming back.
Percy, please. They're going to kill me. They're going to kill all of us.
I'm not going to let them kill anyone. Let's get these cuffs off. Come on. Come with me.
Percy, what are you doing?
I'm sick of doing things that way. We're switching to jazz.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Come on. We'll hide her in there.
Back to the vents, huh?
In you go.
I'm scared.
Don't be. It'll be fine. Go on.
Yeah, okay. Aren't you coming?
No, not yet. Juniper, I want you to crawl in as deep as you can and don't come out until you hear me call your name. Understand?
I understand.
Now go on.
Sure is dark in here.
What's the play?
We just talk. Try and keep things civil.
These people ain't civil.
Neither are we.
Anyone want to give us a hand? These coolant tanks are heavy as shit!
Where's the girl?
We have some questions.
I understand. But you need to hand over the girl now.
Why? What do you need with a 14-year-old girl?
What's it to you? I know about your past, what you've done. Don't pretend you've grown a conscience.
You lied to us! What are we doing here? What the hell is that thing in the ice?
Well, if you hang around long enough, you'll find out.
Hey, kid. You keep your hands off your hips.
Easy, old man.
You draw on me and you're dead.
Oh, look. Our friend is starting to thaw.
Hey!
Drop your gun.
You first.
Stand down! Now!
We were never gonna get off this station, were we? This is supposed to be a one-way trip.
I said stand down!
Like hell!
How you feeling, Percy? You're looking a little wobbly.
Hey, Percy. Steady your aim.
I'm okay. I'm okay. If you move, Metzger, I'll blow a 10-inch hole through your chest!
Hey. The ice!
Percy, behind you! That thing is awake!
shit!
What the hell? What's it doing?
I think it's dazed. Disoriented.
The hell are those? What's it throwing up?
It looked like mutant slugs.
It's looking right at us.
Jesus Christ.
Huge.
Kay?
I'm on it.
Oh, God!
Hey, ugly! Eat this!
Die, you must! Creep!
Kane and Prendergast! A couple of good old monster killers!
What the hell was that thing?
Kane, you ever seen a creature like this?
I've seen a lot in my years, but no. Nothing like this. Metzger. What's wrong? One of those worm things went in my mouth. Down my throat. You okay? I think.
Metzger? Metzger! What's happening to him?
Get back, Kay!
Mother of God.
Episode 3, Loss in Space. The Callisto Protocol, Helix Station, stars Gwendolyn Christie as Percy. Sam Littlefield as Prendergast. Michael Ironside as Kane. Kevin Durand as Metzger. Caitlin Kinnunen as Juniper. With additional performances by Eric Scanlon as Legal Disclaimer. Jessica Griffin as narrator and automated voice. Jessica DiGiovanni as Tess. Brandon Paul Eels as Cameron. Brandon Elsie as Drill Sergeant. Camille A. Burford as Mast Voice. Aaron Anderson as Ghost. Audio story by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block at Breaking and Entering. Written by Gregory Thompson and Tex Gresham. Directed by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Executive produced by Paula Chowles and Rob Capps. Executive producers Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Produced by Gloria Bradbury and Tess Ryan. Original music and composition by Ryland Blackington. Music editing by Stephen Blevins. Sound design and mix by Sam Plattner. Sound design by Pacific Standard Sound, Jimmy Miller, Matt Yoakum, and Ryan Sullivan. Dialogue editor, Eileen Roberts. Casting director, Daryl Eisenberg and Allie Beans. Assistant director, Kyle Smithers. Script supervisor, J.C. Hines. Project manager, Cameron Mark Lewis. Production coordinator, Arati Misro. Production assistant, Ryan Mercatante. Audio engineering by Charles Carroll and David Wilson. Assistant editor, Beatriz Nerona. Trailer editor, Owen Granich Young. Production legal, Erica Jewell. The Callisto Protocol, Helix Station, is a Striking Distance Studios and Godfrey Dadich Partners production. Striking Distance Studios. Story consultants, Scott Whitney, Eric Lieb, and Glenn Schofield. Executive producers, Adam Kraus and TJ Kansuyi. Associate producers, Vincent Kwong and Daniel Jordanengo. VP Business Development, Blake Hennin. Based on the world of the Callisto Protocol, created by Glenn Schofield, CEO and Game Director.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the sleep habit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.